right, welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined by my two best friends in the whole wide world, and they also happen to be my co-hosts on this and every episode for the last little while, Bridget and Doosnax. Welcome back to the show, you two. Bridget, how have you been? How's your week been? How have the games been? We had a rough patch this last week. We talked a lot about it on last episode, so how have you been surviving up through these 7 days?
I have been surviving. I spent a good amount of time Ultra 5, no diamonds, longer than I'd like to admit. Mm-hmm. But I got to Masters, so...
Hey, let's go!
I think I hit 1300, but I lost a lot last night, so...
Okay. Hey, Masters is sick. Now. From Ultra 5, no diamonds to Masters. A heck
that
of a
is,
run.
That
so
is, yeah, those are some real gamer hours for sure.
I was putting in work. It was not pretty, but we got there.
Like, Elo Hell is a term used in a lot of competitive games. Ultra Hell is absolutely a term that should exist in Pokemon Unite. We've all been there. I swear my great and veteran games or whatever are better than my Ultra games.
Like, I didn't know you couldn't drop out from Ultra until the season. So that
Bless
was,
up.
that made me laugh, not gonna lie.
Good, good, good. Doopstacks, how about you? How's your last week been?
Yeah, they've been good. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I had only one direction to go from last Tuesday's podcast till today. But yeah, games have been good. I have not played a single solo queue game, so my mental is very strong.
Heck yeah.
I'm playing with people that I like to play with and that I trust to do good things within the game, which makes it so much more enjoyable.
Why are you not playing with us?
I will play with you all in a heartbeat.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nobody asking. In my defense, neither of you have asked to play in the last week. Fair. Fair. Sitting at 1334. So not too bad. We're out here.
In terms of the podcast, you are the front runner. By the way, maybe next season we should absolutely do a podcast bet sometime about who can get the highest elo in a season and do some goofy challenge with it. That'd be pretty fun.
Because that would be really fun.
I think that would be a good time. We'll see. Okay, but I'm good to hear you two are well. I've been doing pretty good too. I'm also sitting around 1300. The games and the ladder have been not as bad, I think, as we all kind of expected they would be. With the EX Pokemon and everything, I know it's tough, but I've also seen a pretty big lack of EX Pokemon. I think we're past the phase where people are just buying Mewtwo and playing it because it's free wins and they just like climb up. I think most of those people who played the game for that reason have kind of drifted. I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a better experience than most, but I feel like, I don't know. I think once you get into Masters, you get to that general player base, it's at least fine. I'm not saying it's the best state rank's ever been in, but anyway, for everybody listening or watching live for the podcast tonight, we have a few topics that we're going to be talking about. We have a very special segment to start the show. We'll get into that in just a moment. But after that, we're going to talk quite a bit about this new 2-ban draft phase. We mentioned it a little bit in the last podcast episode, but then it had just been implemented. So we're going to talk about it in terms of there's been a couple of events that have used it. And then, of course, the March Cup this weekend. The qualifiers are happening worldwide. So that is going to be implementing the 2-ban system. So we're going to talk a lot about how we think the impact of that is going to be. And then we're going to talk about the March Cup qualifiers, talk about some of the teams, a lot of roster mania in both EU and NA. I'm sure other regions. Unfortunately, I don't have as much knowledge about those ones as maybe as I would have liked to, but we'll definitely discuss those too. Some big rosters that we are excited to be watching this upcoming weekend. New rosters, same rosters, all that good stuff. So that's what you can look forward to. But to start things off, Bridget, we have another Ditto merch drop breakdown. Bridget, please take it away on the most recent piece that I don't know if it's been released. Oh, hold on. I got to bring it on the screen. I don't know if it's been released, but it certainly has been found by Doopsnax here. Remember, we are an audio medium, so please describe what we're looking at right here.
It's a little figure of a Ditto on a log with two Goomies kind of just hugging each other, and it's very, very cute, and they look very happy.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, I didn't know this existed.
Okay.
I think Doopsack just saw it on Twitter. we're looking at an eBay listing. So, you know, I might just like look around a little on eBay. It's very cute.
Okay, it's got two Goomies, of course, Ditto's kind of front and center. It's going on eBay right now for about $30 plus shipping. Bridget, is that a cop or a drop?
I'm considering a cop. I don't know. Okay. I haven't bought something on eBay since I was like a child, so I don't really know like the vibes. But
you shouldn't have been buying things as a child, but it's fine. We'll discuss that
later. Parents' consent. That's why I have a lot of Pokemon plushies.
Sure. Okay. Well, then it's fine. Pokemon, please don't hate me for telling Bridget to not buy Pokemon plushies. okay. Good to hear. So there you have it, folks. Ditto log with Goomy accessory is a cop, and Bridget will be getting one very soon.
Yeah. I'm interested.
I'm very intrigued by Ditto Goomy Cop. But okay, awesome. Well, the first topic that I said that we wanted to talk about is that two ban phase. Now, there's been a few tournaments that have used it. We had a Unite Battle Hub weekly that literally happened before our podcast episode last week. The Luminosity Gaming Peak of Gaming crossover tournament. They're like content creator, community members, and pro player sort of almost like Unite's version of a pro-am happened this last weekend with the same system. And I think there was a weekly pump. I actually don't know that for sure. So someone with better EU knowledge would have to tell me about that. But all that to say, have any of you been able to kind of see these double ban systems play out in tournament mode? Doomsnakes, I'll start with you. Have you been able to watch any tournaments with this system?
Yeah, I went back and I watched the Battle Hub that we had, which was pretty cool, a lot of fun. I watched a very little bit before our podcast last week because my mind was obviously on something else. But then this past week, I've gone back and watched that. I've actually just on my own practice cast over a couple of those games. So it was a good way to ingest that. It looked pretty sweet. From kind of what I saw, like the earlier stages of the event, it was kind of like banning out kind of public enemy number ones. But then as we got to this grand finals where there was like a bracket reset and stuff, people were getting in the weeds with some of these bans targeted to the other team, which is where it gets really exciting. Zonix, you've mentioned this a ton of times, you know, grand finals bracket resets, like you really see strategy shift. You can target the opposing team a lot more efficiently, and double bans allows that to be awesome. So I loved it. I loved watching that. I can't wait for more.
Yeah, I'll die on this hill. I've said it forever. I think Pokemon Unite is best played in a best of five. In a best of five scenario, I think it looks the best. From every game I've ever got to cast in a best of five, the strategies and how these teams play against each other and how they kind of adapt to the, I want to say quirks, but like the quirks or just what they rely on in terms of what helps their team succeed and how they try to counter even those little movements, I think looks best in a best of five. For sake of tournaments running smoothly and quickly and me not having to deal with players constantly DMing me during event that their games are taking too long, then I don't think that a best of five could ever exist because the players in this game complain too much. But that's okay. In grand finals and everything, I absolutely think it's amazing, and I'm glad that we still get to see that. And of course, bracket resets can give us that same variety. Even if these these monthly finals are best of three with bracket reset, we still get that same level of game. So I love it. And now that we're adding these double bans, it's going to be very, very interesting. Also, shout out on Twitch if you're watching live. Thank you to Gara for the huge raid. Welcome to the Overnook podcast. But Bridget, how about you? Have you gotten to witness any two ban tournament play yet?
I have only seen a couple like scrims, I guess. People playing around with it, and even just from that, everything about it's just like more interesting to me to watch, especially because I know oftentimes it was in blind ban people weren't picking the same ban, but it would definitely happen, and so getting rid of blind ban I think I really am enjoying too, that we actually get four unique bans, like the team comps are actually like more substantial, like much more unique than they were, I feel like, previously. So.
The butterfly effect ripples farther with four bands. Yeah, you can hit more strategies and stuff. Wonder Chef and I were casting the Pika Gaming tournament event with that, and Chef was theorizing a lot about like counter support drafts and things like that. I do think some of the top tier damage dealers are just a little too strong in this metagame to really favor supports that heavily and give up too many solid top tier picks on the other side. But the strategies and options are now available, right? Which is really, really cool. We even have Pierre in chat, like Defender Player for Exile, saying that like this is the best thing that's happened to this game. The fact that we have, and I think that you hit the nail on the head, Bridget, is that no more blind bans is awesome. And then yes, the fact they're alternating, we have four in total. I don't know. Everything about the system, I think, is awesome. The implementation into the public game, though, is where it falls off a little bit. And that's been the main talking point online. Obviously, our podcast is very focused on the competitive play and the tournament environment. However, if you listen to this podcast, you're more of a casual fan or identify as a casual fan, yes, you will not be unlocking draft mode unless you are at 1400. And even then, every other member in that lobby needs to be 1400 or higher. But then you do get it. There was a talk that I guess it was temporarily disabled in ranked play for a little while to fix some bugs, mm-hmm, because if you had a bot in your lobby, then your whole game just didn't work. It was a mess, but it's back. I've heard constant rumors of people getting draft games. I obviously have not been able to unlock one yet, but from the people that have been in it, I think they've been enjoying it. Obviously, we're going to have like crazy troll drafts and things like that. People think they're picking a Pokemon and they're banning something, right? Like, there's going to be some some learning curve involved with it. But I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it. I hope that this patch is just the real soft launch of it, and we at least get it to all of Masters. I think that would be the big change. But yeah, before we start talking about kind of how it looks in tournament play, is there just anything top of mind that either of you would be like, I like it, but I would love it if this was changed. I'd like to switch this. Anything like that. Deuce next. Any ideas, or is it, honestly, in its implementation, really good?
The only problem I have with it specifically right now would, without a doubt, be how you lose 5 seconds off the rip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could be fixed for sure.
That's pretty difficult. That's pretty tough, as the chairman would want to say. That is pretty tough.
Mobile gamer difference, I think. I never have a problem finding my Pokemon at 10 seconds. I get to swipe the screen. It's glorious. So I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for you,
what?
Switch gamer Neanderthals,
a
I'm sure it's
legend.
Okay. I'm full team mobile now. I played for Switch for two years and I've made the transition and I'm loving it. Bridget, how about you? any other fixes you'd like to see?
The only thing I guess I'm more so curious about is how they decide who picks the bands when you're like solo queuing.
Right. Which, like, it's four and five right now in queue, so.
Yeah, but like, is it just random? Mm-hmm. Like your order, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that is interesting. I think, did we talk about this before?
I don't know if I would change that, but I just think that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about this before or not. I don't know any of this, and who knows? Trying to guess what the Pokemon Unite devs are doing is sometimes a fool's errand. But I assume it's so, because I think the trio will always be front, right? And then the solos or duos will be after. I think it's just trying to take a little bit of power away from the trios, which
I am glad about.
Right, which if a trio queue exists in a ranked mode, that trio decides the game. The other two are essentially a non-factor in most things, or at least I think the vast majority of games where a trio exists, that is the case. So having it there, I don't think is, I don't know. I don't think it's a huge problem. People were like, that's the lowest elo. They're going to make the worst decisions. I don't think their decisions are going to be that much worse.
If it's always higher, like, if it's always like what you said, like the trio will never pick the bands, basically.
Yeah.
Like it's more up to the solo players or the duo queue. I like that.
Okay,
I just wasn't
it's
sure
worth
how
it.
It
yeah.
worked. I wasn't sure how it worked. I was like kind of curious. And also there's an in-game survey right now, and I think we can all agree that we'd like draft to be implemented across all of Masters rank. So if anyone cares, you should fill out that survey in-game, because they might actually see it.
Yeah, that's true. I genuinely think it should go down to like whatever is past beginner. Like, put it in great. Like, send it all the way down. Like, I think if you were going to make it a different queue, you know what I mean? Like, if you were going to queue into draft mode instead of just normal ranked, it would make sense. But, like, I don't know. I feel like the only incentive to not have draft mode in the lower ranks is just like, well, then it's a quicker queue and players will be more, incentivized to stick around. But once they get to Masters, that's not the case. I don't know. I personally would like it over basically all ranks. Maybe just allow beginners to get their feet wet. But then, I don't know, you win three games in a row or whatever, you get three diamonds, you move on, then you get it. But I don't know. That's my opinion. But anyway, that's how it looks right now in the standard game. We already talked a little bit about how it looked in competitive, but I was curious, what have you all seen as most common now from the bans? Dupesnax, you were saying it's a lot of like public enemy number one these days. Like, what are kind of some of the ones that you are constantly seeing in that banning spot?
Well, if you're talking about solely on ranked ladder, in some of the games I've seen,
oh, sure.
Of course it is nothing but the EX Pokemon.
Ah, yes.
And then do you want to deal with Umbreon or Crustle or whatever? But besides that, it's been pretty sick. You know, specifically in the battle hub, I noticed that like Dragonite was becoming a problem, but that was more of like the individual ban I was referring to, I thought was just super cool in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like nothing too crazy, but like after that, I mean, you have Umbreon, Crustle every single time, it feels like.
Yeah. Those two defenders are sick.
Clefable pops up a lot, like Leafeon's grief, so is, you know, Glaceon. So you know, I don't think anything you would look and go, nah, it's crazy, you know.
I'm glad you mentioned all those, because those were literally all of them I was going to bring up. I haven't seen Clefable up there too much, but I've seen a lot of first pick Clefable these days. But I kind of consider it the like big five, which is a terrifying number, right? Because we can take four of those out, but we are always going to have one emerge. But that's Leafeon, Glaceon, Umbreon. Those three evolutions, I always find are up there. And then it's Buzzwole and Crustle are those top five that I'm always seeing considered. And then it's whatever one of those was not banned is being first picked, which is like, I mean, if you wanted an excuse to advocate for three bans, I think that is literally the best the best advocate already, is that I feel like we got a pretty scripted banning phase so far. That being said, we is very new to this system, and when the tournaments that I was watching were a whole lot of like newer teams being kind of stuffed together. So it was just kind of the go-to bans. However, when tournament matches last a little bit longer, they go into longer sets, and history between teams. I mean, right, if you're watching two top teams, they have scrimmed each other for years at this point. These players have. They know what those players like to play. They know how they like to play. They're going to draft around that. So we're going to see a lot more creativity and flexibility when we get to the higher level of gameplay, aka like top eight and stuff like that. So I think it'll be cool. But yeah, Bridget, I'm curious on your thoughts as well when it comes to competitive teams and how they're going to implement this, especially in March Cup and the qualifiers happening this weekend. Do you think teams are going to be a little bit more on the safe side with their banning strategy and just kind of hit those really popular Pokemon? Or do you think that they might get really creative strategies born out of this new banning phase?
I obviously hope we see some creativity. I do think a lot of teams will be playing it safe. Mm-hmm. I could see maybe coming up with some like specific strategies, like to maybe like counter meta, like you said, like there are like some very clear front runners, but there's so many of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to know what your bracket's gonna be like, but I'm excited to see like what meta comes of this, because I feel like going into UCS last month, or AO's quals really, we had so many tourneys like leading up to that I feel like I had a good sense of on like the meta and what was gonna happen.
Yeah,
whereas we've only had two bans in game for like a week,
right?
So I am really, really interested to see like how games go on Saturday. I'll be watching a lot, so I don't think it's gonna be anything too offlandish, but I would like to be surprised.
Yeah, so. I think the potential is there, right? Like you said, last meta that we had was extremely solved, and now we're looking at something brand new. It's unfortunate the balance changes were a little lackluster compared to what we wanted for a lot of the overall cast. However, there is some Pokemon that I think are becoming relevant. I genuinely think Gyarados is like okay right now. Like, I think Gyarados is a real Pokemon. The Delphox Fire Spin changes, I think, increase that Pokemon's viability again, where it's already good. And when we're seeing Umbreon Crustle bans all the time, we're ending up at Trevenant a lot, and Delphox loves seeing Trevenant on the other side. So I think Delphox stonks at an all-time high, personally. So that'll be pretty cool. But yeah, why don't we start talking about March Cup a little bit? Because obviously, we've mentioned it quite a few times. That is the tournament that is going to be happening this Saturday. Every UCS region will be having their second tournament of the year. This one is not a qualifier for a bigger tournament, but of course, it does award championship points. It does award prize money, now that the prize money has been given to all monthly finals, which is pretty cool. So we're going to be talking about rosters and stuff like that. But I wanted to... ask you all, do you think there's any new Pokemon in this new metagame that we think we might see a little bit more of throughout this tournament happening this weekend? I mentioned Delphox, but either of you two have a shout, be like, well, we haven't seen much of this lately, but I could see it do well.
I think Meowscarada is really good.
Oh, yeah, that's a great call.
Out east, they've been playing a ton of Aegislash, and I feel like that hasn't picked up over here, but I do think it's really good into... a couple different Pokemon. So yeah, I'll say those two. I'll go with those two.
That's a cool shout out. I think Meowscarada, I think that's a very safe bet. I think that Pokemon is extremely good. Aegislash, that's a call out. I think it could do well though. You're right. Wide Guard into Eevees, very strong. Very, very strong. How about you, Bridget?
I wonder if we'll see more Metagross. I feel I'm conflicted on that mon, but I think it is really strong with all the shielding and into the right comp, especially with two bands. I wonder if we'll see it thrive a little more.
Yeah, that's a good call. I like that too. I think we're going to just naturally see more Blissey as well, just due to Umbreon probably receiving even more bans than it ever did previously. So we'll probably see more Pokemon that synergize well with Blissey. Will we see Zarina again? Probably not, but maybe. Who knows? Maybe we will see some of the Zarina.
Maybe.
The boots that were made for walking. But let's talk about some of these teams that are going to be competing in the March Cup this weekend. We have a lot of the registers done so far, but the registration is still open for the tournament. So if you're watching this or listening to this later, the registration is still available for the tournament on Saturday. So go sign up, compete. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Let's transition to this screen so we can see it. We'll start with North America. So we have 78 teams signed up as of recording. I think there's only like a few that are actually all locked in. We have some of the regular favorites on this screen. We have Alter Ego. Of course, they won the AOS Cup play-ins. Luminosity Gaming signed up here. We have, obviously, Team YouTube sporting a new look. We talked about this a little bit. I think off mic, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but Otter, a brand new addition to Team YouTube, with Team Muck actually going to form a different team that we'll talk about. On this page as well, we also have Nexus. Very excited about this team. Pikachu, Beast, Big Uzi, Ducky, and Flareons. I am hyped for this team. Obviously, it's a few members from Anbu, the roster that Uzi put together, but sporting a brand new look, I think this team is very, very strong. Definitely a contender for top 8. Would not be surprised if they make it there. And there's some other great teams on this page too. Like Avarice looks really solid too. We got Reese, we got Seltzer, we got Dispenza, like Sage, like some very, very good players. So any teams on this page that we want to talk about for North America?
I really have to shout out how good the team name Biorhythm is.
Wait, where is Biorhythm? That is
right
good.
Under Alter Ego. It's just I'm not super familiar with the players themselves. I just think that is a very good team name.
That is good. Their logo is hilarious. It's like a deer with the headphones. I don't know. It's pretty fun. I like it.
Other than that, I mean, you touched on the teams I would have brought up. You know, just the exciting ones that are being built out for March is cool. That teams haven't just automatically folded up and given up shop. And that's, again, the bonus of having money for these monthly events now, is it's actually worth grinding and playing in these weekend events because there's a good chunk of change on the line, which is really awesome.
That is true. That is true. So, yeah, that's interesting. North America, weirdly, better at roster mania than EU this time around, I think. I think we saw more mass scattering in Europe this time than we did in North America, which I don't think we always see, which is interesting. Bridget, how about you? Any of these teams that you're like, oh, heck yeah, I can't wait for this team?
I think Umbra Vulpium did pretty good last time. That was my
Yeah.
only other one, I think. But I feel like, yeah, you covered the ones I'm familiar with at least.
Yeah. On this page at least, right? Oh, we got Flamin' Hot
Yeah.
Depressos, which I'm so excited about. Formerly known as Flamin' Hot Dodrios. They did very, very well. They got like 13th in that last one. Nemesis is gonna be playing again. Obviously a team I'm very excited for. Didn't make top four, which a lot of us predicted them to be making that point, but did not make it. Still playing with Relentless. I believe their intent is to go to EOS Cup in London to play with Metallic on the team. Or at least at the moment from what I've seen online, but still an extremely strong squad. Dopenta's done very well in tournaments. Gosh, there's just NA just has so many rosters that I'm like, dang, like they may have not won a tournament before, but they are absolutely a team that I can see going for far. One team that we haven't talked too much about their new roster yet is GT though, and holy smokes, the roster goes on forever. Basically, Black moving on to a coaching position, Lutano moving in to play central for them.
Yeah, that's a big shakeup and a nice home for Lutano. I'm excited to see this team. Obviously, I've always been a fan of GT for the longest time. So, I really want to see them get to what they believe they can get to, and I think what we all think they're capable of, right? They're kind of on this very calculated rise all of last season. And then despite having just a bit of a falter right near the end, unfortunately, was kind of a little unable to close the door on it, which was a bit of a bummer, I think we can say.
And then obviously the big news story with this one is this is Lutano's new home, which you mentioned right at the start there, Deuce-N-X. But one thing I think about when I think about GT right now in this new roster, is this the best like double beam comp team we've ever seen on paper? Like Lutano, Venusaur, and Stockings Mew? Like that's insane to think about. Like maybe we have some stocks flying up for the GT. I think this is gonna be really cool. But yeah, it is going to be a big switch up. I haven't seen too much of that. Duplex, I know you play with these players quite a bit, so obviously you trust their ability. And I don't trust that. Sorry, I do trust that a ton. I've watched this team forever. I really love GT. I am curious because Lutano and Black are extremely different players. They have very different Pokemon pools and play styles. So this will be a real test tournament for GT, I think, this March Cup Finals to see if they, I mean, if it synergizes to the way they want it to. Yeah, how about you? Are you excited for GT, Bridget?
Very excited, big fans of all of them. So I know Stockings has been streaming their five stacking a lot with like no comms and stuff. I can't say I've
Cool.
watched a ton of it, but I know their game. I feel like they're practicing together a lot
Yeah.
from what I've seen. So I'm excited to see how they do for sure.
That's true. They're putting in the work, which is awesome. That's always good to hear. All right, let's move to page number three. Lots of good teams here. Of course, we got EXO, Anomaly, a Femme Fatalis on this squad. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of these teams are really good. Secret Tech, this team is very fun. I got to cast some of their games in a recent Underdunk, I believe it was, with Monkey and Security L. Very, very fun team. So, yeah, gosh, NA is going to be a lot of fun again. I really believe it. Is there any teams that I'm not seeing that I'm like, I should go remind them to sign up? I don't see
My
Exile on this
list.
list yet, but I know that they're intending to play and they're going to be competing very soon. They're another team that's already signed up for EOS Cup, in
Where's
London.
TOS?
Where is TOS? Yes, we have to talk about TOS. Obviously, knowing the five players on that team, there's no way they would be signed up on time. But yes, Team TOS is back. I'll see if I can find the tweet, but Doopsnacks, can you please inform the people who Team TOS is?
Was it Muckfaz, Sanji, Barn, and
Like
oh,
coding, right?
Lakoting.
Lakoting, yeah.
No, is it Lakoting?
Yes, it is Lakoting.
Just an amazing crop of children out there. It's just so damn funny to see them be the just still out here just gaming.
I love the mentality too. So this is for podcast listeners. I have the tweet, the roster announcement, if you will, tweet on screen right now. Is Fez tweeting out, "Our therapist said their rent is due, so our team's back together. Sanji, Dapboy, Muck, and Fez now carried by new additions Lacoding and Barnwell. This is awesome. I can't wait." Muck is still Sanji 5 in game. It's awkward. This whole team's going to be awkward. I can't wait.
This whole team.
I love that they always find each other, you know?
They always come back together. Yeah, it's true. This is going to be a really fun team to cheer on. Obviously, very real chance that this team makes it in the top 8. I don't think anybody would be doubting that. I mean, the team that Fast was on with Team Genesis, that a few of these players on them, I believe, I think Lacoding for sure, made it to the winning in on the winner side. And then I think lost their win in on the loser side. So obviously, I think it's like ninth to 12th placement technically for them. So very, very close to top 8 last time. I do think this is a real contender, which obviously is a ton of fun. So I can't wait to see more TOS. Lots of good memories with that team. They're some OGs for sure, which is always fun to watch. Always fun to watch. All right. Well, that's North America. Unless any of you had any more thoughts on NA. I don't think we're going to be doing any like power rankings or anything like that on the podcast. I don't want the episode to run too long. I've gotten a few complaints about that recently.
Chef.
Wonder Chef.
Taking it hard.
Well, that's okay. We will get those done. I'm sure I'll make them on a personal stream or something like that and tweet them out. So if you want to, I'll make some kind of content with it, but who knows? So let's transition to EU, shall we? Let's take a look at the European region. First page, lots of good teams on this roster. First up, let's talk about Squishy Squad. So Squishy Squad sticking together, I believe the exact same roster that played in the February tournament, aka the AOS Cup play-ins. But we, this is the team that like turned a lot of heads. I mean, they were able to take out Nouns Esports on the winner's side of the bracket, and they like did extremely well in top 8. They didn't make it into the top 4, but they still performed extremely well. So a lot of people paying a lot of attention to Squishy Squad. Burton, Lugie, Senpai, Geoglitch, and Nuke. Venom is their sub, I believe. But or did they make top 4? No, they did not. Six. But anyway, very, very cool squad. Have any of you gotten the chance to watch any Squishy Squad gameplay, whether in Battle Hubs or anything like that?
I have not. Not since this event. But it was pretty neat to see them play just in general and have that run, so they're going to be looking to do that obviously back again. But yeah, I haven't seen enough of them to be sold on them yet. Sure. I want to be, I don't think I'm there yet.
The nice thing for them is they probably won't have to play Nouns in qualifiers again, because they were fifth, so their seeding for this tournament will be fifth. Nouns wasn't fourth, were they? They were like lower than fourth in the last tournament, so they won't have to face each other in bracket, most likely. If Nouns is seeded fourth because of their placement, that's insane. And Squishy Squad is cursed to play Nouns for every tournament, but that would be crazy. But Bridget, let's talk about another high-profile team on this list. Why don't you talk about For Free a little bit?
For Free. Well, they won their AOS Cup qualifiers, so they're pretty good, I think.
They are pretty good.
This is Gatlu squad. They're kind of the front runners. I feel like they had a pretty commanding run through the winner side of their bracket. Oh no, they did drop to
No.
Losers.
This team didn't drop to top 8, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost to Yala in grand finals
right,
winner
in top
side,
8. Sorry, I meant in qualifiers. They made it through in winner side in qualifiers, but in top 8, yes, they did drop to losers.
Yes. So, I'm expecting big things out of them again. I definitely expect them to qualify. I would be very, very surprised if they didn't, but
do you think this team wins at all?
I guess anything could happen.
Do you think this team two-peats? Doesn't feel like a word, but
I feel like they're coming in confident, which could be good or bad, I guess, but I think they're all, like, pretty seasoned in this at least, and have like been good players at least for the past couple seasons, so hopefully still coming in like level-headed and stuff. And yeah, I think if as long as they keep their cool, I think they totally can. I feel like they can adapt to the two draft.
Yeah.
Just a point of order real quick before I lose sight of it. Mm-hmm. A two-peat is actually just a repeat.
Okay, thank you. I'm really glad I didn't get away with that one.
I'm like, it stun locked me so hard. I was like, what am I missing here? And it's like, oh yeah. A two-peat is actually just a repeat, is what that is. So
I am officially changing my my handle from Zoinks to two-peat, by the way. I will be going by two-peat for the remainder of my career.
What drag name?
Did I just, like, why do I smell toast? Like, am I like having a stroke right now? What did I just hear?
I thought you were going to, like, critique something I said. I was going to be like, oh my God.
No, your analysis was on point. You crushed it. It was the two-peat. The fact that I'm pretty sure my face was just like, and then you're like, that doesn't sound right. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, good stuff. Okay, well, here, Doomsday X, I want you to talk about Single Golemo, because I think this is a team that did have a roster change that I think you were quite excited about.
I am a huge, huge fan of Cali. I think they were one of the most fun players to watch last year in EU. Obviously, that's my personal opinion there. And Cali, I'm happy to see him in a home where, you know, it's a top eight team that's willing to contend and scrap it out. So that's obviously awesome, and I'm very much so looking forward to that.
Yeah, they're an awesome squad. I'm really excited to see more from Single Golemo. I think it was a little bit of a surprise that they made top eight in February. However, they're extremely strong, and I don't think it could be a surprise anymore. I think we all expect really good things out of this team. And with Cali, a player who obviously has a lot of stage experience and a lot of tournament wins under their belt, one-peats, if you will, I think we can we can see a lot of success from them. Thank you, Maps, for for explaining it to one beat. Capybaras, a team that unfortunately did not make top eight, but are an awesome team, and I think we'll see a lot from them. Or did they make? I'm forgetting if everyone made top eight. But Feibao, Ansh, Leon, Toast, Dodo, and Nils, six squad, definitely. Definitely a team that I think we'll be seeing in a top eight variety. I absolutely think this team can make it out of qualifiers. I'd be very shocked if they did not. But right next to them, the other German teams, we got GigaChad, Indigo, Erzeron, Toby, Laura, Fanry. This team is really, really good, and I genuinely think GigaChad Gaming is one of the teams that comes to mind for me immediately that is buffed by Tuban. I think that this is a team that has depth, and, well, okay, when I say depth, sometimes I mean they have the ability to play weird stuff on purpose. Erzeron, I'm looking at you, the Cinderace believer still to this day, Razorleaf Decidueye believer to this day. If anybody is going to get never forced into a corner in banning or in draft phase, I think it's going to be this GigaChad Gaming squad. I could definitely see them doing some good stuff next tournament. I don't know too much about Canine. I don't know too much about Gnaw-Eyed Int, which is funny. Play on Gnaw-Eyed Wind. Blazing Libero, good team as well. Karake, Traffy, Gray, some other team name, and then you. Very, very good team there. ABCDEFGHIJKL sticking together, playing another tournament. Sad Wrecker on this team. Bordy, Oskatar, Sam, Kato. Crazy good team. This team did so well. They made it all the way to top four. Love this team. Could definitely see them going far. And they put Absol on the map again. And I think that's going to happen again. I genuinely think Absol is crazy good right now. I put a tweet out about it. Somehow, every game that I've walked away in a ranked game where I was like, dang, I got carried to that game, it's Absol. I don't know why. This team is so strong. And Absol feels really good right now. Am I alone on an island in this? Do you all feel Absol is good too?
They've definitely gotten, like, bodied by it, but I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, Dupes next.
Maybe not as firm of a believer as you are, to be honest. But again, it does get, it's an awesome product of the Tuban, right? It's like a great, it gets a boon from the Tuban, without a doubt.
Okay. So. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. Any support from Doom Snacks is at least some, so we'll take it. Y'all Bingo, another team with sporting some new techs in terms of the roster. It'll be internal Marv and 60s and Potato still in the squad, but now they're going to be playing with Lunder. We haven't talked about it too much. There has been some drama in the scene with things like account sharing and stuff. We have not talked about it too much. Mostly just because there's been no official action taken that we know of, or that anybody knows of, so we'll talk about it then if there's ever official news. But Team Illusion is basically not playing together anymore, is what I could say. But Lunder, who was on that roster, now playing for Yalla Bingo, a team that we all were really high on. I think both of you predicted them to win the whole event, right? Mm-hmm. When we were doing the predictions episode. Obviously, they looked like a different team in the grand finals and not in a great way. Definitely underperforming to their standards and pretty much everybody's standards. So is the addition of Lunder enough to change the look on this team?
It could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Who are we?
So to me, it wasn't a skill thing, right, with them, right? It was absolutely like an absolute, utter mental collapse. And is Lunder the individual, from what I've seen the one time I met them at EUIC, are they, you know, the mental giant that this team needs to overcome? I don't know. Like, I think, sure, you know, the fact that Lunder was subbing in that scenario, right? It wasn't their actual team. Obviously, that naturally puts you in a back seat, right? Because you're along for the ride, you're subbing in. Uh-huh. So it's kind of go with the flow and follow the direct orders of the other individuals. He's a very skilled player. Yeah. So they're certainly not going to be missing on that talent front. I just look at this team and I see a bunch of high quality players, but somebody needs to like mentally carry the load for everyone else. Right. I think when you look at like Marv, for example, is a great shot caller, great defender player. But like when I think of Peps from last year, I don't think Marv was the one coalescing everybody on the mental axis, right? I think he had all the trust in the world of the team, and he was making great calls for the team in-game. But I don't think he's the one that's going to be able to pull people back from the brink. Whereas, like, if we're using Jungle Book as an example, like, we know JB, no matter what happens, can pull someone else. Hmm. Even if he's not the shot caller, it doesn't matter. He is the one that's going to be able to bring them along.
Interesting.
And yeah, that's what this team clearly needs. Like, that's what they need. And I don't know if Lunder is that piece of the puzzle. Okay. I want them to succeed. I hope he is, you know, and has this mm-hmm. super secret power. I have to see it to believe it. But I think, you know, the sky's the limit for this team. They just got to get that mental thing sorted out.
Yeah. Did you have any thoughts on that, Bridget?
I think Deep Snacks crushed it.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree for sure.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, YouTube Snacks. And, like, Yalla Bingo is definitely a team that we have, eyes on now, because they're like, okay, what happened there? I mean, you still got second in one of the, like, the first tournament of the year, will most likely be one of the biggest tournaments of the year, just in terms of participation and stuff. So you definitely earned your way there. What happened? They've had a month to fix their issues, and I'm just going to say this, with the grand finals performance that Yalla Bingo put together, I did not expect this whole roster of five to be together. I definitely didn't expect four of them to remain and just switch out one player. I expected it to be much worse. So the fact that they're able to stick together enough is maybe a credit to, okay, maybe they're working through it. They're pushing past it. I know for a fact they've been putting in the hours and practicing mm-hmm. together as a team. I know some of these players, and I know they are very, very dedicated to competing. So I think that, yeah, I don't know. I am very optimistic on Yalla Bingo. I think they're still going to do extremely well. The talent level in this team is just too high to not do well. But I don't think we're going to see a similar situation that we did in February. At least I'm hoping not, but I don't think so. But yeah, that's Yalla Bingo. I know there's a lot of talk on Yalla Bingo, but here's another team that's fun. This was, I forget their team name last month. This was, well, basically, it's Novorix, Klazix, Ikelus, Raytau, and Oni. It was basically very similar to Zephyr Gaming from last year. I honestly forget the, is it some of the D? I forget. Oh, well. So does this one, but Decroissance is now the team. The French squad from Pokemon Unite. They are extremely talented. I think they can do quite well. Yeah, I don't know. There's like just certain players. Like, I love watching Eichlis play. They're one of my favorite players to watch. Same with Navorix. And Classix, let's face it, they were the only player playing Crustle last year. And now Crustle is everywhere. So I think De Croissance definitely have a chance out there. Bridget, any thoughts on the French team?
I just hope they make it to stream so I can hear the casters say their name.
De Croissance. Yeah, and now I want that too, now that I'm saying it out loud so many times, for sure. Other teams on this page. Team Uwu is absolutely one we have to talk about, if only for their hilarious Twitter presence. It makes me laugh so much. They are tweeting out in their entire Uwu persona. Very, very funny. But this is Sox, Enyaunt, Hirai, Gallengunner, Snow, and Jellyman. A very, very good squad. And our chat was telling us a little bit earlier, they did win today's Weekly Pump tournament. Sorry, not today's, last week's Weekly Pump tournament. So they're feeling hot. They're doing well. That's exciting. Definitely the right time to be peaking right before a big tournament. So, yeah, exciting stuff. I easily could see TUU qualifying, and this is honestly a team, like, one of the ones I'm most likely to just, like, snap predict top four. But it's, like, a bold take, basically. Anyone with me on putting this team at top four? Team UU?
I'm just glad to see Naya and Hirai back in the cut a little bit. Yeah. I know Hirai stepped back, but they are a very exciting player to watch, you know, as a support player myself. And obviously they did tons of sick plays on Sableye at AOS Cup last year, took a little bit of a step back, but glad to see them playing in some capacity. And I agree, like, if there's somebody that can ball out, I mean, this team certainly has the capacity to do so.
It's true. Speaking of exciting players to watch, Vazid has a new team. Vazid has put together
the Beijing Ballers. With four players, baby.
Four players signed up so far. They're actively looking for a fifth. If you would like to play with the Beijing Ballers, make sure to reach out to Vazid on Twitter. I don't know if that's actually true, but I do think it's funny. Vazid playing with Alex Kidd is on this team as well. I don't know Nirnas or Urias as well. So unfortunately I don't have too much to say about them, but I do. Vazid is easily one of the funniest people in the Unite space. Like, it is no question in my mind.
They are so damn funny.
Yeah. If anyone is attending, EUIC in London, make sure to go out of your way to spend some time with Vazid, because he will make your day, make your years. It's a blast. So, but yeah, watch out for the Beijing Ballers. This team's going for it. I can't
wait.
The Beijing Ballers is so good.
Watch out! The Beijing Ballers, baby.
If we get to say Beijing Ballers on cast, oh my gosh. It'll be way too fun. Okay, Nouns Esports.
There is a 0% chance they allow us to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Ballers.
True. Yeah, what up to the B-Ballers? Nouns Esports is technically signed up. I don't think everybody's accepted the invite, but they are awaiting as incomplete team. Oh my gosh, this is, oh boy. That's something. We won't talk about that one. That is funny though. We have a team named M through Z, which is essentially just the rest of the alphabet. And I believe this team, I think they have beef. I forget who's got beef with who and you, but that is very funny. I like that quite a bit.
Who even knows anymore?
I can't keep track, and if I can't keep track, I'm certainly nobody else can.
I definitely can.
But okay, so I think that's basically it for the teams that we really wanted to highlight that we'll be watching compete in the qualifiers this weekend. Of course, we just did North American EU, but both Latin America regions, Brazil, OC, will all be having their March finals tournament. Again, this one doesn't really have the same stakes as last tournament, which I know is a bit of a bummer in terms of, like, excitement that we... But I think you want to start the season really, really strong anyway, so that's fine. And the fact that this is playing for prize money, I think, is... very, very cool. But we've talked about the Pokemon. We are excited to see the strategies we're excited to see and the teams that we're excited to see for March Cup. So I think we've basically exhausted everything. Obviously, next week we'll be doing a bit of a predictions episode. My absolute favorites to go into, but we don't know the teams that we're going to have. So, yeah. But I think that's going to bring us to the end of the conversation on March Cup Finals, unless either of you had anything else we wanted to talk about this upcoming tournament.
I'm good. Let's make Chef happy.
That's true. Let's call it. Yeah. I think the stream is going to end at like right in an hour, but the episode's going to be shorter. It's fine. I don't have to prove myself to him. okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me, you two. Bridget, before we close out here, anything you'd like to sell out, shout out, floor is yours.
No, I'm assuming you guys are going to be covering qualifiers on Saturday.
In some space, there will be qualifiers covered. I don't know. We're working stuff out, but we'll see.
Okay. I will be watching.
Okay.
Wherever that is happening at.
Sick, sick, sick. Clear the schedules. Clear the schedules.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Deuce Snacks, how about you?
Follow Big Bridget on Twitter. There you go.
There you go. Only shout out I'm going to give is, of course, to Bridget's mom. I hope the episode comes out in time for you to enjoy it. And thank you so much for listening to the episodes and the continued support. It's a whole lot of fun doing this. But thank you to everybody listening on the podcast platforms. If you are watching this on YouTube, by the way, which you can at youtube.com/UniteMikes. It's our YouTube channel. If you are watching this, make sure to like and then comment below what team you're most excited to watch in the March Finals or potentially the rest of the season. Until next time, we will see you all later on Overdunk. Please ban out those EX licenses when you get to 1400. Have fun, everybody. Bye-bye.